Hello to you and thanks for joining. This is exciting, isn't it? Eh? Now, let me get you up to speed. Previously in my life, my mother tried to marry me off. She was upset because I just told her how I blew my inheritance. I bought a joke shop. No, I love it, although I am worried that hiring my oldest friend to manage it was a mistake.
And that is how we will take this franchise global.
It's a bit much, isn't it? I mean, we're just a little shop that sells.
Shush and submit.
And today I'm overexcited because apparently Gary Preston's back from his travels. He's lovely. But I always make a cock-up if I see him. Well, there's never any cock-up involved, if you see what I mean. Oh, how naughty! We'll speak no more of and let's crack on with the show. Morning, Stevie.
Afternoon. It's nearly lunchtime.
Oh, the trains were a nightmare. It's a hellish journey.
You live upstairs?
There were leaves on the carpet. That's a good one. What's up with you?
It's delivery day and you were going to help. Right, you can make a start with the chocolate penises.
Sorry, every time. They're like willies, but chocolate. Stevie, they're funny. They're like willies, but chocolate. Nothing from you. Quite realistic, aren't they?
Well, not really, no.
Aren't they?
Can you just concentrate?
But it's nearly lunchtime. I'm meant to be having a reunion lunch with the girls.
You hate the girls.
I know. But as Tilly says, when you're dumped in a boarding school dorm age 9, you all bond for life, even if you hate each other. Or in my case, get embarrassed being out with people with public school nicknames. In my class, Millie, Tilly, Bella, Bunty, Hooty, Pussy, Puggle and Podge. No, you're right, I'm not going.
Oh, good girlie. Work, not shirk, What do you want our business to fold?
My business? Right, I'll get it.